This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day, plus free anytime at radioonthego.com.
If you're looking for a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, you can count on First Bank Hampton to meet the needs of your farming operation. Hi, this is Kent Mullenbeck at First Bank Hampton. We are your full-service agricultural bank offering operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans. Whether you are a large or small operation, we work together with you to provide competitive rates, great service, and terms you'll truly appreciate. If you'd like to visit with me or one of our other experienced ag lenders, call us and we'll be happy to set up an appointment. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud to serve our local farmers, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker Program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Mike Carson's here on today's Newsmaker on KLMJ, and we are joined by a guy that wears a lot of different hats in Butler County, a development director, and a whole lot more, including where he lives, which is Clarksville, and he's part of the committee that is putting this Maddie Poppy hometown homecoming event for our American Idol contestant from Iowa together in a short amount of time. We'll talk about that, Jeff, just in a minute. But what are your thoughts personally on Maddie Poppy and what people are saying around Clarksville on what she has done to take this not only from a great local level, you know, she's been around at RAGBRAI, she's done the Butler County Fair, but to go to a national level like she has been performing?
What's interesting thing to me, and I think a lot of people are saying, we've always known this. We all believe that this was going to happen to Maddie, maybe not through, you know, an American Idol mechanism. We just knew she would, the nation and national radio and everybody would embrace her once they had a chance to hear her. And, you know, just watching her over the last month on all the episodes, and the judges on the show on American Idol have nailed this. They've said they've watched her mature personally with her stage presence and even her vocal styling. The mentoring, I think, on that show has been awesome for her. You know, just seems like every week she just surprises you with one more amazing aspect of her.
So you had to turn around things real quickly here to put this concert together from Sunday night, last night, to what's going to happen tomorrow. What's that been like? You were up all night, you tell me, with your committee here, Jeff.
Yeah. It's been a whirlwind. I finally got to bed a little bit before 4. Phone started ringing about 6 this morning. But this is all about Maddie. This whole event tomorrow is all about Maddie. And we are focusing on that. This is not a commercialized event. A lot of folks on Facebook have been asking about, you know, are CDs and T-shirts and all that going to be available? The answer is no, because this is truly a celebration. There isn't anything here that's meant to be making a buck, or it's all about Maddie. And one of the first barriers that we had, and one of the first phone calls I made was to Mike Ruby with the Butler County Fair. I've known Mike for years. I served with him on the fair board years ago, and I've got an enormous amount of respect for him in putting together those concerts at the fair. You don't put, well, this is a perfect example of that. The Butler County Fair concerts are not put together in 3 days. They're put together in 9 months.
Right.
We have 3 days to pull this together, and that biggest hurdle that we had when we were talking about the size and the scope that this is going to be was funding. How are we going to pay to bring in lights and sound and staging? I mean, we're talking several thousand dollars just for that. All the other expenses that you bring in to put an event like this on. And we said, you know, we need to get a donor, not a sponsor, a donor to help us cover this, because we do not want to charge admission. We do not want to have to go out and do fundraising because we don't have time. A couple of phone calls were made, and thank God for Iowa State Bank and Fred and Wava Mayfield. They stepped up. They are the donors that are making all of this happen at no cost to anybody to attend.
Awesome.
And we can do it top-notch. So, again, kudos to Fred and Wava and Iowa State Bank for making this happen. There's the team. The first thing I did when American Idol called, and it's funny because the producer, again, they're in L.A. It's really tough for them to grasp the scope of this, because we're talking about a town of 1,400 people. this is the smallest town they've ever filmed in, they believe, was when she goes, well, we want to have a big concert. I said, what do you mean big? Are we talking the high school gym, the high school football field? She said, where do your national touring acts come into? Because these events typically attract anywhere from 5 to 12 to 15,000 people. And I had to stop and absorb that for a minute. And I'm thinking, okay, there is not a single location in Clarksville where we can host that size of a crowd with the parking. And then you throw all of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't even think about, liability insurance, a severe weather plan. So there was a lot of things that had to come into place really quick. So first thing I did was I reached out to Mike Ruby, and Mike made this happen, and Sue with the Butler County Fair. The Butler County Fair and their board has been amazing in support of this. We've had donations from businesses all across the county and the neighboring counties, offering up the use of skid loaders and equipment that we need. Everything that you would normally organize months in advance to put on a concert, we've had people offer up to help us with it. So it's just been a truly amazing and overwhelming experience. I know myself and Mike Ruby and others on the committee, we're all running on adrenaline. You know, there won't be sleep for the next tonight either, but that's fine. An opportunity like this only comes around probably once in our lifetime. So you know, you take it and you make the best of it. So we want to have an awesome celebration for Maddie and her family when they come home.
That'll be tomorrow, Maddie Poppy Hometown Parade and concert for the American Idol contestant from Clarksville, Iowa. And the parade is at 5 o'clock. Let's fill in people on what people need to know about the parade tomorrow in Clarksville.
Okay, the parade, and the first thing I want to say is the parade has a predetermined entries. We're not recruiting entries for the parade. Everything had to be cleared through American Idol for filming, so that's already in place. It's not going to be a long parade, so folks, the main thing we want to do is make sure that people that want to come to the parade will have a chance to get over to the concert. Really, this will be about a 15-minute parade. With that said, this is all the whole purpose for this is filming for American Idol. So we're really going to really try to funnel the crowd into a very small area. So when people see that we have a parade route that's three blocks, can be expanded to eight if we need to, we want to have it full of people, and we want to encourage people to bring signs. This is a visual event. This is a major production for American Idol. This is all about Maddie and a visual that'll be on the episode next weekend. So we encourage people, bring signs. Come early. That's the key. The parade starts at 5. American Idol is actually going to start doing some things in town a little bit before that. So come early. There will be designated parking. The DOT has worked with us graciously to get our Main Street closed, which typically that takes 45 days. We pulled that off in just a couple of days. So we want people to just come downtown, watch the parade, stand along the parade route, be excited, and then once it's done, you can head to Allison. And I will say this, I won't go into details, because you have to come to the parade to learn how this is going to work. We're working to make accommodations so that people that come to the parade will have parking and seating for them at the concert. So don't feel like if you go to the parade, you may not get a seat. Now, we can't guarantee that, because that's the other unique aspect to this. We don't know how many to expect. It's not like you're selling tickets and you know how many and you can make accommodations for that. We have no idea, but we know we're getting people from surrounding states are contacting us. Of course, all over Iowa. The governor of Iowa is going to be at the concert. It's just an enormous event that I've never seen anything like it, and it's just going to be awesome.
And then the concert, when the gates open up at 3, is that right?
Yes, the fairgrounds will open at 3 o'clock, and that means parking and admission into the grandstand. At 3 o'clock, of course, it's first come, first serve on the seating, but be there at 3 o'clock. We will have food vendors. We have a lot of Butler County nonprofits and organizations going to be serving food. We realize that the parade and the concert are kind of over that supper hour, so we are going to have some food and beverage available. One really cool thing that's going to be available there is a very limited edition Maddie Poppy bottled water, which is a pretty cool souvenir. Those will be there tomorrow night, but we have various food vendors. We're adding a few more, but it's not about selling things. This is about celebrating Maddie.
And the concert, again, at 6:30 it starts, and I understand it is going to be just Maddie, not with no backup band or anything like that?
Yes, it's Maddie Acoustic, which we have all seen, those from our area, we've seen her perform a lot in our area over the last, you know, several years in that fashion. And it's all about her voice anyway, and that's what we want to focus on. So it's going to be a very intimate setting for the stage, but we thought that's pretty cool because there's going to be a lot of people at the concert that have never seen Maddie before. American Idol is the first time they've ever seen her. We want them to be able to see the Maddie that we've all seen for the last several years, mm-hmm. a very intimate situation. Another question we've had a lot of people asking about is a meet and greet. There will not be a formal meet and greet. With that said, there may be an opportunity for you to meet her or get an autograph, but we're not doing a formal meet and greet purely because of the size of this crowd. They're on a very limited schedule. Tomorrow, they'll be leaving tomorrow night, and the last thing we want to do is have a line of 5,000 people to get an autograph, and we do the first 2,000 and then cut the line, and the other 3,000 get to go home without one. We don't want to have upset feelings, so they're not doing a formal autograph session, and that's kind of dictated by American Idol, just for the timing.
And this
with that said, there may be a very good opportunity to meet Maddie.
Sure. So. And it's rain or shine, right?
It is rain or shine. This is something we've been working on for the last, week, when this all started last week, was to put together a plan, because they are filming. They're filming whether it's rain or shine. If you look at any of these other previous hometown visits that have aired, you can go on YouTube and see them. Some of them have been in the rain. You see people out at the concert or along the parade route in their raincoats. There's only one shot to get this filmed for American Idol's episode this next weekend. So everything is rain or shine. And we're making plan B. If rain does not allow us to have it in the grandstand, we have plan B ready to go to accommodate this size of a crowd. We're bringing in a lot of bleachers for an additional over 2,000 seats that we can use anywhere. So it will be at the Butler County Fairgrounds, rain or shine. Just come prepared and come early. That's the main thing, because I think traffic is going to be really heavy, especially after the parade ends. So if you can, come early to both events, and we're going to try to make the best accommodations we can. We just hope people will understand we're running here, you know, not knowing how many people. There's no way to know how many people. And we're putting this together in just very short order. So we hope people will have understanding and patience, very different than anything we've ever dealt with. I said this to the producer from American Idol last night that we've been working with for a week. I said, this is like we're preparing for a presidential visit. Yeah. And it really feels like it, because there's so many things that we've had to have in place. And, you know, when they film, they're filming at various locations around town throughout the day. Some of those are very intimate settings, but every one of those locations, you have to have the clearances and the filming documentation in place before we can film there. So, you know, talk to anybody who's got a kid in the Clarksville schools, all the parents had to have releases signed for filming. So it's just been an enormous event, but I wouldn't give up a minute of it, because it's just been fun. And when you think of the reason why we're doing it, makes it even better.
Well, hats off to you, the committee, and thanks for including KLMJ KQCR in this as well. We look forward to being over there tomorrow, Jeff, and what a great night. And we can't wait to see Maddie Poppy back in Butler County, Clarksville, and Allison.
Well, that's what it is. It's a homecoming, and that we're excited about it.
All right, Jeff Kolb joining us here as they organize what's going on tomorrow for the Maddie Poppy homecoming concert and parade. The parade at 5 o'clock in Clarksville through the downtown. And then tomorrow night, 6:30, the concert at the Butler County Fairgrounds. The gates open and the fairgrounds opens at 3 o'clock tomorrow. This has been today's Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
If you're looking for a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, you can count on First Bank Hampton to meet the needs of your farming operation. Hi, this is Kent Mullenbeck at First Bank Hampton. We are your full-service agricultural bank offering operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans. Whether you are a large or small operation, we work together with you to provide competitive rates, great service, and terms you'll truly appreciate. If you'd like to visit with me or one of our other experienced ag lenders, call us and we'll be happy to set up an appointment. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud to serve our local farmers, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.